Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Print On Demand Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Von Arks, here with my co-host, Carrie Egler. And today, we are talking about all things fonts. Just like there are design trends, it's important to note that there are also font trends. And by knowing which fonts are trendy and popular right now, and which ones are timeless and classics that you can use anytime, this is going to give you a huge advantage, and it's going to increase the likelihood of your designs making more sales. So in this episode, that's what we're going to be focusing on. We're going to be talking about timeless, high converting fonts. We're going to be sharing some very trendy fonts right now, and listen until the end because I'm going to be sharing three fonts that I've been able to use to create six figure designs. So be sure not to miss it. But before, real quick, I just want to ask you, if you are enjoying the podcast, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast or to YouTube and consider leaving us a review. We really love hearing from you. We really love acknowledging you and shouting you out. So with that, thank you for being here and let's get into it. What's up, guys? Welcome to this episode all about fonts that we're calling six-figure fonts, because in my experience, I've personally experienced the power of having good fonts. One thing I've learned is that not all fonts are created equal. And just by changing out a single font, you can actually turn a design from being a total flop to one that absolutely crushes. So that's why I wanted to dedicate this episode to that and kind of share some of the fonts that we see, the timeless fonts that have performed really well over the years and continue to perform well, the trendy fonts, the ones that we're seeing everywhere right now. And stick around because at the end, I'm going to be actually sharing three six-figure fonts. That's right, fonts that I used, many of which to create fully text-based designs that made six figures in sales or more. But before I get into that, Carrie, man, what's going on?
What's up, dude? Not much going on. It's busy. I guess there's lots of things going on, but not yet. Just regular life.
Just regular life. All right. Fair enough. Well, I want to shout out one of our listeners, and we are still really short on Apple reviews. So if you're enjoying the podcast and you haven't left us a review, we would be really, really grateful if you did, because we love shouting you guys out. But we're also more than happy to shout out our listeners, our amazing listeners on other platforms. So this one's actually coming from YouTube. One of our listeners from YouTube, I wanted to give her a shout out. And this is coming from Shauna Ulch 9866. And she's one of our YouTube subscribers. And she says, as someone very new to this, I really appreciate your time and experience with us. Love the videos. Keep up the great work. So thank you so much, Shauna. We really appreciate you. Thank you, everyone who takes the time to leave us those reviews. We love shouting you out on the episodes. And with that, man, what do you say? Should we just dive in and talk about fonts?
Yeah, man, a whole episode on fonts is going to be crazy. I was just applauding. I was just complimenting Adrian on coming up with a whole episode about fonts. That's pretty impressive. So I'm excited, man. Fonts are important. Like you said in kind of the intro, like over the years, sometimes you have a design and you're like trying to find the right font. And it's like when you find that font that hits, you're like, oh, that's the one.
Yes.
And it can really be a game changer. So I think it's something even though it seems like a small thing, I think it's something a lot of people struggle with. I struggle with it. Like it's
100%.
You can sit there for 45 minutes and go through fonts and just until you finally like, I just got to pick one.
Totally.
And we've seen like review, you know, students ask us to do reviews where they're like, hey, here's three photos of the same design with different fonts. Which one do you like? it's kind of a struggle. So
yeah,
I'm excited about these tips, man.
Yeah, man. I honestly, like, I feel like a whole course could be made around the fonts and the power of fonts. It's such a critical design element in a design, especially because so many print-on-demand sellers we find that simple sells, right? That's just like the common trend with design, simple sells. And a lot of sellers, they have very minimal design elements aside from fonts. So sometimes it'll be a fully text-based design. My best design of all time was fully text-based. And a lot of times it'll be text, but with just kind of minor elements. You know, we were talking about that in an episode recently, one or two design elements, usually just like one design element on top of the text itself. And that's why fonts are extremely important. I've actually had designs where it didn't perform as well as I thought it would. So I switched up the font and it actually improved the performance. Now, one thing I will say is, in most cases, when it comes to designs, it really comes down to what it says, right? Like if the slogan sucks, if the words don't mean anything to anyone, then no good font is going to save you. However, I like to think of it as a design enhancer. That's really what it is. So it can get you, you know, having a good font can get you from people liking what it says, but they're just really turned off by the aesthetic of the font to people saying, hell yeah, this looks amazing, especially if it's like on trend or if it's something that's really popular right now. There's also a lot of timeless fonts that people have been using for years and they still use them. So we're going to be jumping in and talk about all of these. But my main point is that it is important to be intentional about the fonts that you choose. And there's a lot of fonts that actually don't work with certain niches. They don't tend to work really well with certain niches. They're kind of out of alignment, right? So it's important that you select fonts that resonate with your niche. And one example that just comes up, you know, out of the blue is, let's say you're in the blue collar niche. You know, there's some brands, I've seen some big brands in the blue collar niche, and you create designs that have all these really cursive, almost feminine looking, it's almost like a feminine looking font. Those can be popular on Etsy and they can be popular with a lot of more female leaning designs. But if you're trying to appeal to let's say your target audience is blue collar men, having these dainty cursive fonts, man, that's going to be the biggest turnoff. Like, good luck making sales with those. I could see a lot of people, even if they liked what it said, they'd be like, I'm not going to wear that. Like it looks feminine, right? Yeah. And so this is just one of many examples of where the font really can come in clutch. But like I said, I consider it a design enhancer. And I think it's always important to be intentional with your fonts. We're going to break this down into a couple different parts. We're going to talk about three high converting timeless fonts for t-shirt and apparel brands. So these are going to be fonts that we've seen people using for years. We've seen a lot of successful designs using these fonts and they're continuing to use them. Secondly, we're going to talk about three fonts that are really trendy right now, because just like there are design trends, there are absolutely font trends too. And so we're going to talk about three trendy fonts that you might be using some of them. Maybe you're not aware of some of them. So we're going to talk about it. Hopefully give you guys some ideas, get the wheels spinning. Third, we're going to talk about popular places to find fonts. I think this is something that I really struggled with when I first started out. I didn't know where to find them. So we're going to tell you guys some of the best places, some of those common places that people go to find fonts. And then lastly, I'm going to be revealing three fonts that I use to create six-figure designs. So let's just jump right in, starting with the three high converting timeless fonts. And I'm actually going to spell out the fonts because some of them have really funky spellings. And because this is a podcast, you're not going to be able to actually see them. So I'm going to spell them out as we go through. So the first one, funny name, one you've probably heard of before, is Babas New. So that's B-E-B-A-S. Second word is N-E-U-E. And this is a classic font. I've used this font for so many designs over the years.
Used it like 1,000 times.
Right. It's like one of the go-tos. This should be in your like go-to list. The reliable fonts that you can just kind of fall back on. A couple things I like about this font. It's free for commercial use, which is awesome. So you can use this font to create designs and you can sell them, and that's totally okay. It's available in Canva, which is awesome because so many print on demand sellers use Canva. I'm sure a lot of our listeners use Canva. It's a really popular font overall across the board. And it's one, like I said, I've used for a long time. A couple features that I like about this one is it's a slimmer font. And I like that because it works well for both large and text heavy designs. So let's say that you have a slogan and it's quite wordy on your shirt, right? There's going to be a lot of fonts that you're just going to have to disqualify because they're not made to be really wordy. They won't look good if they're really wordy. What you'll have to do is you'll have to shrink that font down so much that no one will be able to read what it says and it just won't look very good. But the nice thing about these narrow fonts is they're more thin and tall so that you can kind of fit more words in it. It actually works. It actually makes it, it looks aesthetically good. Whereas a lot of fonts, I personally do not think they look good with really wordy slogans. So those are some of the things that I like about the Babis new font. And it's just so accessible. It's in Canva. It's free. You can use it. Lots of people are using it. Carrie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's great font. I was going to add that it's also just available like for free download. Like if you go to DaFont, DaFont, you know, you can download it there. So if you're not using Canva, you wanted to use it, you know, somewhere else, it's like totally free. So it's great.
Yep. Yep. That is one of the resources I'm going to talk about later in the episode. So thank you for stealing my thunder. Sorry. But no, it's okay.
Sorry.
No, dude, I'm totally kidding. All right. Classic timeless font number two. This one I really, really like. I think aesthetically, this one looks nicer than Babis New, but and I just really like this one a lot. I've used it before and I've seen a lot of other people using it. And that one is League Spartan. So it's spelled just like it sounds. League, L-E-A-G-U-E. Spartan, S-P-A-R-T-A-N. So some things I like about this, again, free for commercial use. So you can go ahead and you can use this on your designs and you can sell products with that font. You can't do that for all fonts. A lot of them require commercial licenses. So you actually have to pay for a commercial license if you actually want to sell products with that font. But this one and the last one are free and the next one is free as well. I made sure all the timeless ones were free. So you can have these in your arsenal and they're available at any time. So League Spartan, it is free for commercial use and it's also available in Canva, which I love, right? Like you can very easily add fonts to Canva, but it's easier if you don't have to, like if they're already populated in there. So for a long time, I really just stuck to Canva fonts when I first started out for the first little bit, because I didn't even know where to find other fonts or how to, if I could even add them to Canva, but you absolutely can. And it's really not that hard. So a couple things I like about this font, it's bold. It has a very modern look and feel, and it really pops on a shirt. This one pops out. Whether you use uppercase or lowercase, I actually really like this for lowercase designs, but it can look really good for uppercase designs as well. And the other thing about this that I will say is it's one of the fonts where I find that it looks much better when it's not too wordy. So I really like this one in not so wordy slogans. If it's one word or if it's a couple of words, that's where I think this one looks the best. Unlike Babis New, which looks totally fine on the more wordy ones. So that would be kind of one of the big differences between these two. Any thoughts on League Spartan, Carrie?
No, it's a good font. I was actually going to say the opposite of what you said. I actually like it better all uppercase. I think it looks really good all uppercase. It's a little bit less thin than Babis, but it's not like way thinner. But you can also get it in. You can also get it in a lot of different weights, you'd say. You know, you can get it in a thinner one, yep. You can get it in the bolder one. So there's lots of different options. But I like it. I like it all uppercase. I think it looks really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. It can definitely look good with both. Look good with both. It's just a nice design, a well-designed font. The third one is one that you may not recognize the name. Our listeners may not recognize the name, or they might, because this one's actually so many different places. It's actually been, this one was created over 100 years ago, and it's still, yes, this design, this font was created over 100 years ago. It's been used by the Beach Boys, David Bowie, and Disney. So a couple of fun facts, front loading this one with fun facts just to talk it up. And that is, that font is Cooper Black. So that's spelled C-O-O-P-E-R-B-L-A-C-K. This one is free for commercial use. It's available in Canva. And this is a bold, bubbly font, which is very trendy right now. But this one's actually been used for a long time. This one's been trendy for a long time. And this font, I personally think this font looks best for designs that have one or just a few words. I don't think this looks very good on very wordy slogans. It almost has a cartoony look to it. But then it also has kind of that hippie retro groovy look to it as well, which we're going to talk about that in a bit when we talk about trendy fonts. But I really like this font. I actually like this not just for designs, not just for t-shirt apparel designs, but I actually really like this one for content like email marketing. It looks really good on email marketing posters, like a sales poster or a new arrivals poster or something like that. It just gives kind of some character to a design or to content. Carry your thoughts.
Yeah, it's definitely a little more retro, vintage, less modern, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. Sorry, I thought I cut out there for a second. My computer like froze for a second.
No, you're good.
Definitely more vintage, more retro. I'm looking at an album from The Doors where it was used on the front cover. LA Woman. So it's really cool. Yeah, I mean it's borderline groovy.
Yeah,
it's in that realm for sure. But not quite as bubbly as some of the other stuff you're going to talk about. So,
yeah, I feel like this font was cool before groovy became cool again. You know, this has been like the classic cool font, but now, you know, fonts that are kind of similar are really trendy. So maybe this one's become even more trendy since then, but I've been using it for years. I've seen other people have been using it for years. It's just such a good kind of go-to font and very dynamic, not just for t-shirt apparel designs, but in marketing as well. All right, let's shift gears and we're going to talk about, so those were the classic timeless fonts. Those are three classic timeless fonts that I recommend everyone have just at their disposal and try them out on your designs, right? If you create a design or if you come up with a slogan and you don't really know what kind of font to use with it, having those there just to kind of test them, you know, just try each one with the slogan or the couple of words and see which one you like the best. Or, you know, you'll probably notice when you see this font, which I recommend you Google these if you don't know what we're talking about, just so you can see what they look like. You're probably going to notice that you see it in more places now, on more designs or on more, you know, on more marketing and stuff like that. But let's shift gears and talk about trendy fonts because, like I said before, trends come and trends go. Right now, there's some really big design trends that weren't that big a couple of years ago, and now they're huge. And there's a lot of designs doing really well, six-figure designs that are using, you know, that are capitalizing on these trendy fonts. And trendy designs. And trendy fonts is exactly the same. So trendy fonts, they come and they go. Right now, there's kind of three that I wanted to talk about that I see a lot and that are really popular. And I have to start by talking about the bubbly retro groovy fonts. I mean, come on. This is probably the single biggest font trend right now. And when I started, it was not. You did not see these big retro bubbly groovy fonts. Like, yeah, you would see a Cooper Black, you'd see people using Cooper Black, but it's not nearly as bubbly as the ones that are really popular right now. So let me kind of give you, I'm going to share a couple of them with you because there's so many out there, so many, endless options. But a couple different places that you can find these fonts, these retro groovy fonts, Kittle, Canva, Creative Fabrica, Etsy, DaFont, they're pretty much everywhere right now. And people really seem to be loving them. Another thing I notice is that they're not really niche. They're not really specific to one niche. I'm noticing a lot of niches jumping on these types of fonts. So my personal favorite groovy bubbly font is called Keep On Truckin'. And I actually bought it on Etsy. I think it was only like $20 on Etsy. And I love that font. I love that font. I've used that font so many times. And I see a lot of other people using that exact font as well. But there's also some places that you might already be using that have similar fonts. So for example, I use and love Kittle. And I'm guessing I know a lot of our students use and love Kittle. And so I'm guessing a lot of our listeners use and love it as well. So in Kittle, the closest thing to Keep On Truckin' and the bubbly retro font is called Sunny Drop. This one's huge. If you just go into Kittle and you search their design templates and you look at the retro vintage templates, you're going to see that a whole bunch of them use that Sunny Drop font. So it looks pretty similar to Keep On Truckin'. It's really nice. I think it looks really good on designs. Highly recommend if you're using Kittle and you don't want to go out and find another one. You don't need to. Like Sunny Drop can definitely do the same thing that Keep On Truckin' does. They're in a lot of different places. So one thing I noticed about most popular designs with the big bubbly font is that they're not overly wordy. The overly wordy designs that I've seen with the big bubbly font look really bad. And maybe there are some out there that look good, but I have not seen any. Most of them, it's something like Dog Mom or, you know, Cat Dad. It's usually something pretty short, or it's a pretty really short slogan. So it's one word or just a couple of words. Because the font is so big and so bubbly, it looks weird when you try to write out an entire sentence in these fonts. It can look really kind of funky. And so from what I've seen, it just doesn't look as good if you use this font for really wordy design. So that's my strong recommendation, is I would recommend using it for one or not so wordy slogans. But Kerry, I want to hear your thoughts on the retro groovy bubbly fonts.
I mean, it, like you said, it's super popular right now. If you go on Etsy, there's a million of them, different t-shirt designs. I mean, it's on everything, but different t-shirt designs. I would say, I don't know if you have this in the notes anywhere, but you know, one of the things that people are doing are combining this font is being used on a lot of the more vintage looking colors.
Yes.
There's lots of like pastels, there's lots of, you know, earth tones that are being used with this this font, adding to the vintage kind of retro thing. And the only other thing I was going to add, would just as kind of a tip, is I guess what I'm seeing a lot is a lot of people are also like distorting the font. So mm-hmm. what they're doing is they're writing out a sentence and then kind of, you know, maybe it's two groups of words stacked on top of each other, and they're stretching one out to make it even more bubbly. And yeah. making the other one smaller to like make it fit. And it kind of creates this kind of wavy, groovy thing. So you're seeing that a lot. If you go out to Etsy, start looking up some graphic t-shirts, or even just go on Google, look up mm-hmm. these fonts, you'll kind of see what I'm seeing. Like one says, all you need is love, but it's all you need. And then is love. And the is love is like really big and like wavy.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like combining those together and distorting the font a little bit to make it look even more big and bubbly. So lots of cool stuff out there like that. But a lot of earth tones, lots of pinks,
totally,
lots of yellows, lots of like natural and tan type colors and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, this is one of the most common types of fonts that I see being used with wavy designs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you'll see the two put together, bubbly yeah. and wavy. And if you actually go in Kittle and you look at their retro pre-made designs, they have a whole bunch of designs that are pre-made that are already have the bubbly. They use Sunny Drop in a lot of them, which is the name of the font, spelt how it sounds. So S-U-N-N-Y-D-R-O-P. and it's wavy. They already have the built-in wavy feature, which is really nice. There's a way to do it in Canva. It's kind of a workaround. It's a little bit more, I don't know, it's a little more clunky than using a pre-made design in somewhere like Kittle. You can also make that wavy effect in Photoshop, but a lot of people don't use Photoshop. I guess you could do it in Photopea as well. But yeah, those definitely go hand in hand. And this just goes hand in hand with the common underlying trend. It feels like the 70s and 80s are back. You know, you're seeing bell bottoms, you're seeing all these like faded shirts. It's like a new shirt, but it looks so retro. It looks like it's 30 years old. You know, kind of a fade. Like, that's why I think one of the reasons comfort colors is so popular right now is because their shirts, their t-shirt, the 1717 looks so vintage. It looks worn in, and that's cool. That's what people like, you know? Yeah. So yeah, you see a lot of the pastel colors again, that kind of like faded kind of washed out colors. They work really well together. And then you put those together, a comfort colors 1717 t-shirt with a design with the hippie groovy wavy font, and then you throw pastel colors on that, and it can just look really spot on and very on trend for 2024. So definitely big. All right, so this next one, I've actually been using this one for years, and I've seen this font actually in a lot of places. I've seen signs, like business signs, when I was out in the streets using this font. And what I like about the, well, there's a lot of things I like about this font, but the font is called Edmund. It's called Edmund. E-D-M-U-N-D. And I've mentioned this one before. I've talked about this font before. This, I really like it because of the vintage look. It has a very vintage look to it. And it actually comes in a lot of different versions, which I personally think all look good. I have the whole Edmund font family. And my favorite though, and probably the actual reason, I think I actually heard about this for the first time ever from Ryan Hogue. Ryan Hogue mentioned that he uses this font. And the reason why I really like this font, why I started using this font, is because in the font family, there's one called Edmund Texture. And Edmund Texture has that grainy distressed grunge look. The whole font has that grainy distressed grunge look. So what you can do is you could very easily create designs, all text-based designs, and then they had that automatically applied. So you wouldn't have to figure out some hack or some workaround or some way to add that. Now there are easier ways to do that. So Kittle, super easy. You can literally just throw a texture on any design and it'll make a consistent grainy distressed grunge look on the entire design, the font, the graphics, everything. But I didn't know how to do that when I first heard about this font, and I didn't know how to make your font look grungy. And that was becoming trendy. A couple of years ago, that started becoming trendy and I wanted to use it. So I heard about this and I tried it out and I was like, man, this is awesome because I don't have to do any extra work. You literally just type out the word or the slogan and it automatically has that effect applied. So that's one thing I really like about Edmund Texture. But the font itself is really nice. And what you'll notice about this one is it's a very tall, slim font. So it looks really good. You can make a single word look really, really big because it's slim. So you can really stretch it and it looks super good for, I would say personally, I like using it for really short slogans or one word, kind of like some of the other fonts I mentioned. And yeah, I just think it looks really nice. It's tall, it's vertical, and it can really take up a lot of space on a shirt. Like you can stretch it so it looks really big on a shirt. And one pro tip I actually want to share about Edmund. So I bought the font somewhere. I forget where I bought it years ago. And then I got a Creative Fabrica membership a few years back. And then I saw that it was included in with the subscription. So I have the All Access Pass on Creative Fabrica. And I didn't have it at the time that I bought Edmund, so it wouldn't have been helpful for me. But just to save anyone that additional cost, if you do have the All Access membership with Creative Fabrica, do not go out and buy the Edmund font. Just go into Creative Fabrica. It's there. You can download it. You can use it. And you can actually add it to Canva as well. And then you can use it in your design if you're creating designs in Canva. Kittle, both of them you can upload fonts to. So you're good. So I just want to mention that. What are your thoughts on the Edmund font? Carrie?
Nothing too crazy. It's like a retro font, but it looks very classy.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting combo because you're talking about like it has the rough texture. One of the versions of it has a kind of that rough texture, but it still looks very classy. Still looks very like put together, you know.
You know what it reminds me of? Like an old Tennessee whiskey or something.
Yeah.
Like if there was like a name for an old Tennessee whiskey,
they should have called it.
That font would have been perfect for that. Yeah. It's just like classy.
It's if you're familiar with like with Beavis, like we talked about, it's tall, kind of like that. Not quite as tall and slim as Beavis. Yeah. And then it's our Bebas. I don't know how you say it. But and then it's more rounded. It's a little more rounded. So it's not as sharp of corners. It's just like, but it's a bold, you know, looks really good uppercase.
Yeah.
You know, good font.
100%. All right. Let's talk about the third trendy font. And this one is trendy for certain types of designs. And if you go on somewhere like Etsy, you're going to see this a lot on certain types of designs. And it's kind of a general category, so I'll talk about some actual fonts, but the general category is block fonts. Block fonts are really trendy right now, and they're kind of these old school varsity fonts, and they're very commonly seen on college campuses and on oversized sweatshirts. So if you go to any college campus and it has a name on it like Yale or Stanford or Harvard, a lot of the times you're going to see that the font that they use is this blocky font. It just, for some reason, it really seems to be popular with academia, with universities and institutions and whatnot. However, I am seeing it in a lot of other niches as well. The mom niche is one that I'm seeing this one in a lot. And there are actually a lot of different types of these block fonts, and you can find them in a lot of places. So there's not one block font that everyone's using. You can find block fonts in Canva, in Kittle, in Creative Fabrica, in Duff Font. Pretty much everywhere you can find different block fonts. But I wanted to kind of shout out a couple of my personal favorites and a couple of ones that one is built right into Canva. So the first one is called College Block. So that's spelt the word college and then B-L-O-C-K. So College Block font, the name makes so much sense for what this font is used in so much. And that one's on Creative Fabrica. So if you do have the All Access Pass on Creative Fabrica, then you can use the College Block. I really like that one. But another similar one in Canva, because I know a lot of people use Canva, it's called Yearbook. It's called Yearbook. That's the kind of block font equivalent in Canva. So if you are looking for one to create some designs in, I would check that out. I personally like using this one for shorter slogans because it is a big blocky font. I do not think this looks very good with a long slogan. I would say one or two or three words. And I mean, you think about universities, if it says Yale, it's one word. If it says Harvard, it's one word. A lot of cities as well, I find, you know, Carrie, how it's really trendy right now to wear an oversized sweatshirt that has a city on it, like Newport or Los Angeles or Moab or something like that, right? That's another thing that you see a lot of people wearing right now. And a lot of the times you'll see one of these block fonts being used for that. So really popular for city state names, very popular for oversized sweatshirts, hoodies too. It's on t-shirts, it's on all sorts of things, but I just see it a lot on oversized sweatshirts. And so very, very popular in the mom niche, and definitely recommend if it works for one of your designs. What are your thoughts, Carrie?
The only thing I would add to that is one of the trends right now is kind of hard to explain on a podcast, but one of the design trends right now with this one is actually, it's not curved text. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. It's not necessarily like curving the text, but it's kind of stretching it down on the sides of your words and then also pulling down the top. So I don't know how easy, I don't think you can really do that in Canva. I don't know if you can do it in Kittle. You can kind of let me know. I know it's pretty easy to kind of distort the image in like Photoshop or Photo P. but it's just kind of a, when you see a lot of these designs, it will be across the chest and it will look curved. Mm-hmm. But if you actually look at it, all of the letters are just straight. They're not like tilted on a curve, but mm-hmm. some of the edges are actually like pulled down to where it creates a curved effect. And on the top, the sides are kind of pulled down as well to where it creates this curve on top and curve on bottom. So you'll see that a lot on especially like t-shirts and sweatshirts when they're using these kind of fonts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I also see it arched. Sometimes you'll see arch. It's not an extreme arch. It's kind of like a mild arch that you see the design.
We might be thinking of the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that definitely in Kittel. And Canva does have an arching feature as well. It's not as robust as something like a Photoshop or a Kittel, but you can arch designs in there as well.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about, before we get into the six-figure fonts, let's talk about places that you can find these. So I've mentioned a lot throughout, but I just want to give you, we just want to give you all the resources so that you don't have to scramble around the internet looking for where to find fonts. I wish someone, when I first started out, told me where I could find them. I don't know. I just kind of Googled it or heard from a friend or something like that. But there are definitely some good places for fonts. And I want to share five different places. Actually, there's technically I added a sixth, but I'll talk about that in a bit. So the first one is really obvious, and a lot of people are probably using this, and that's Canva. So Canva, anyone using it knows that they have a really good selection of built-in fonts to choose from. And for years, that's actually all I used for creating designs. I just used designs from Canva because I didn't know where I should be looking for other fonts. So I just used whatever was in Canva. I found one that I liked. Also, one thing that I'm not sure that everyone knows, which I kind of alluded to earlier, is that you can actually add any font you want to Canva. And it's actually really easy to do. So if you do find a font somewhere else, you can upload that and then it'll be available in your Canva font library moving forward, which is great, right? Another thing that I really like about Canva that Kittel does this as well is they have font combinations. So you can actually go in there and you can see font combos that are pre-made in Canva. They put them together and they look really good. You can tell that the people that put these font pairings together knew what they were doing and they look really aesthetically pleasing. Font pairings is really popular. However, you have to be intentional with fonts that you pair together because some just look really bad when they're paired together and some look like they were made for this. They just really shine and pop. So those are some of the things I really like about Canva and sort of the assortment there and the options that you have. Anything else you want to say about Canva fonts, Kerry?
No, I think they're really good. There's a lot in there, especially if you get the Canva Pro. That's what I'm using is Canva Pro. I was looking for the number earlier because I was actually looking around to see if they had the number, but I mean, it's got to be like hundreds, I guess. I mean, it's almost like endless number. But then as you mentioned, you can also upload a font. So you can upload fonts in there if you buy them or you find free ones that you want to add in there. But there's quite a bit of options. I like at the top, you can click on or you can search by like style and it will like group them together, which is nice. Yes. So that makes it a little bit easier. If you search for something like, what was I searching earlier? I
think cursive.
Like search retro,
Like
search retro, you're going to get a lot of the similar fonts to a lot of the ones we've been talking about.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. I'm actually glad you brought that up. That's really helpful because it can be really time consuming if every time you're looking for a font, you're going through every single one, right? Believe me, I've done that before. It can be very time consuming. So I mean, Canva is such a good resource for fonts. A lot of the free built-in fonts are just awesome. The next one I want to talk about is Kittel. Kittel, similar to Canva, they have a lot of built-in fonts that you can use in your designs as well. What I like about Kittel, one of the things I really like about them is they're in the know on what's cool and trendy in the design world. And I feel like it was made for print on demand sellers and for t-shirt brand owners and apparel brand owners, because anytime you see a cool trendy font, they've usually got one like it in Kittle. Mm-hmm. So like I mentioned, the Sunny Drop earlier, that is their bubbly retro groovy font. And heavy metal fonts are really popular, you know, like the Rolling Stones or something like that. Those kind of fonts are really popular. They've got a lot of fonts like that as well. So they're really good for that. You can also add fonts. You can upload fonts to Kittle, and then they're available for use when you're creating in there as well. So very similar to Canva in that sense. Anything you want to say about that, Kerry?
No, I think you're right. It seems like Kittle is one of those apps that's like kind of made for apparel, print on demand, that kind of stuff. There's starting to be a lot more software like that that's really like catering to our niche, you could say, our industry. I think because print on demand is just growing so much and has been growing for so many years that it's, you know, you're just going to see more stuff like that.
Totally.
And so Kittle is one of those really, really cool tools. Definitely pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And they're always adding new professionally made on trend designs to the pre-made design library, which makes it really easy for non-graphic designers to have really high quality, very professional looking on-trend designs with very little work. So you can't just take the design and put it on a product and then sell it. You do have to make it original in some way, but that could be as simple as changing the words that it says, like changing what the text says or changing some design elements on it, right? They do 80 to 90% of the work for you, which is really helpful. And I actually share a lot of examples on my Instagram at Ecom Legends Academy, because I talk about fonts on there a lot and I talk about designs on there a lot, and I actually show visual examples. So if anyone wants to see what these look like, you'll see a lot of them on my Instagram, because it's really nice to see how good these look, and they're just so easy to use. So the next place to check out for, when I found out about this place, my mind was blown. I couldn't believe it existed. And I actually heard about it from a graphic designer. They're like, oh yeah, all the graphic designers use this. And that's DaFont. That's the one that Kerry and I mentioned earlier. And it's spelled D as in dad, A, F is in Frank, O-N-T. And this is a website that just has an insane amount of, like, thousands upon thousands of fonts. It's definitely one of the most popular places. And you can search things like Disney and it'll come up with all these fonts that look like Disney fonts. If you want to make a Disney inspired design, never use the word Disney, but if you want to make a design where the font kind of looked Disney like, you can find them there. That's just an example, but like, how do you describe the font? It's just like an endless, like,
it's almost like, I don't want to describe it this way, but it's almost like a the black market of fonts. It's not, but it's like, it is. Like when you go to it, it feels like you're like on an underground website. Like it,
right.
I don't think it's changed. And like, I mean, I don't think it's changed at all since I've been using it. It's like 7+ years or something. Like it looks exactly the same as it did before.
It looks old school, man.
But it looks super old school. I mean, the big thing I would say about DaFont, which I don't know that you have in here, but the big thing I want to say about DaFont is like a lot of the fonts stink. Let's just be real.
Yes. Oh yeah.
A lot of the fonts stink, but there's going to be some gems in there. There really are. I mean, I've probably done, you know, hundreds of designs over the years with DaFont fonts. So
yeah,
some people can hate on them, but there's some stinky ones, but there's some really good ones. I mean, I'm looking at like on the front page, if you just scroll down, like on the front page, you'll see all the groovy fonts, which are like ones we've been talking about. Super Happy, Super Senior, Groovy Beach. There's like, cause those are popular right now. So you'll see a ton of those on the front page. And like you said, most of them can be used for free. Some of them are for purchase, but you can go different categories on here. You can search for different things. It's like an endless creative utopia for font lovers.
Yeah, it's the go-to for a lot of graphic designers, but the website does look super old school. It looks like it was made decades ago. And yeah, it doesn't look like they've updated it at all. But a couple of things that I want to mention about DaFont. First of all, Carrie touched on it kind of, but it's a mix of free and paid fonts. So these are not all free fonts that you can just download. Like, you can download them, but you have to read the licensing agreement for each of them. So some will say free for personal use, some will say free for commercial use. So you have to be aware of what the licensing is for each of these fonts, because they'll let you. So for example, you could go here and they'll say free for personal use. You can download it, you can upload it to Canva, and then you can put it on your designs and sell it. And that would be illegal, because that is not, it's free for personal use. It's not free for commercial use. So you have to be very careful. Just look at the, every font will say what it's free for, like whether it's free for personal use or whether you can use it for other things. So I just want to mention that, because there's a lot of fonts that you actually have to buy a commercial license for if you want to sell it on products. And some of them are really cheap. It's like 10, 15, 20 bucks. Like Keep On Truckin', I bought on Etsy for 20 bucks from the creators of the font. However, some of them are not cheap. Man, I paid hundreds upon hundreds for this one font because I was so obsessed with it. I don't know why. I think it's a huge waste now. But some of them get really expensive. So just be cognizant of that. If you are using DaFont to find fonts and they say free for personal use, do not add that to your products and list them on your website. It could get you in big trouble. Instead, I would find where you can buy that exact font, and I would buy the license. And then, you know, I've bought a lot of licenses for fonts, and usually they're very reasonable. That's why it's definitely a better idea to buy the license and use it legitimately than illegally, right? So anything else you want to say about DaFont?
No.
All right. Let's talk about one of the places that has more fonts than I've ever seen anywhere in my entire life. And that is Creative Fabrica. Holy crap. I swear every day it seems like they have 10,000 new fonts. It's insane. It is just endless upon endless. And what I really like about this, I mean, it's a little bit overwhelming, to be honest. They have over 160,000 fonts to choose from. That is a lot. That is like a lot of fonts to choose from. But the good news is they have fonts for everything. And you can search just like you can in a lot of these other places by the type. So for example, Mother's Day is coming up in May. If you want to find cool Mother's Day fonts, you can go in there and search Mother's Day and see what fonts come up, right? And if you have the All Access Pass, which is what I have, or the All Access membership, then you get access to these fonts. So you can go ahead and you can use these. And it's a massive marketplace. So I really like using Creative Fabrica. I'll just download the font from Creative Fabrica and I'll upload it into Canva, and then I'll use that on my designs. Super easy to do. And if you have the pass, then you can use the font. So they just have a lot of really nice and trendy fonts with just a ridiculous selection. And then the next one that I wanted to talk about, I've actually bought fonts from here as well. And this one's actually good for a lot of things, not just fonts, but that's Creative Market. So Creative Market is really popular with graphic designers, really popular for finding design elements, design graphics. It's popular for finding mockups, good, high quality, professional looking mockups. And it's also really good for finding fonts. So they actually have over 70,000 fonts for purchase, including many really popular and trendy fonts. Like some of the extremely popular ones, that's where you would buy them. You would go to Creative Market and you would purchase it there. Have you used Creative Market before, Carrie?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't purchased a ton of fonts from there. I have purchased a few from Creative Market.
Yep.
We've talked about this before, but we just, you know, like first impressions, you kind of go to Creative Fabrica, look at some of the fonts, then you go over to Creative Market. Like the Creative Market ones are just really high end. Yeah. And that's not to say the Creative Fabrica ones are bad. I think they're really good, and they're going to be more affordable on Creative Fabrica. Mm-hmm. Some of the Creative Market ones, you'll see that the pricing is a little bit higher. But they're very high quality. usually you're going to get the whole font family, which sometimes can include like this one I'm looking at includes 16 fonts, you know, and it's all the same font, but it's different weights. It's italicized, you know, different styles. Sometimes you get multiple fonts in the same font family that are completely different. You know, like we talked about Edmund earlier, you get the clean one, but then you might get the rough one, which is cool.
Right? Exactly.
Have both of those. So you get some of that additional stuff. I guess the only thing, other thing I would add is like to add to that is a lot of times the maybe higher end fonts, like they can be scaled bigger, you know, and like, so that can be helpful. That's the biggest thing. Creative Market is awesome. Mm-hmm. Just costs a little bit more.
Yeah, I find that too. It's everything's pricier there. I don't know if that's the intention, but it's almost like a premium marketplace. Wouldn't you kind of explain it like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you're going to pay more for mockups on there than you likely are on somewhere like Etsy. You're going to pay more for fonts than somewhere like Creative Fabrica. I actually think I bought the Edmund font family on Creative Market before I had my Creative Fabrica. This was years ago before I had a Creative Fabrica membership.
I think they do run deals from time to time, though. I mean, I think you'll find stuff on sale that's really good.
Yeah. They also have beautiful design elements and graphics, like pre-made that you can just put words around and it looks really good. Now there's other tools that have those as well, like Kittle. Canva has some of that, but I think theirs look really good. A lot of them are made from professional graphic designers and yeah, they look top notch. It's definitely premium. And then the last one I wanted to mention, the last place to find fonts, I just call it Google because literally, if you just Google any font name, you're going to find where to buy it. Maybe you'll find some places where it's free, like the font, free for personal use. But if you actually want to buy a commercial license so that you can use it in your designs and it's not a design that's free for commercial use, then just Google the name of the font and you'll very likely be able to find where it can be purchased from. So that's what I've had to do before when I couldn't find fonts in certain places. I just Googled it and then you find out. Sometimes you have to buy fonts from really random places, like random websites that you've never heard of before, or from the actual creator website, the person who created that font. Sometimes they'll have their own website selling their fonts. So that's the last place that I'd mention. So that's kind of it for places to find fonts. I just wanted to share some ideas so that when people are looking them for them next time, they're not stuck trying to figure out where do they even start the search if it's not one in Canva and they're using Canva, right? So these are all different places that have amazing selections of fonts to choose from. And last but not least, let's talk about a couple six-figure fonts. So I want to share three six-figure fonts, and a couple of them are actually super simple. They're actually all really, really kind of simple, pretty basic fonts. But these are all designs that I've personally made six figures selling with this particular font. And I want to share a pro tip at the end because I think this is something that maybe people don't think about, but it's powerful. It's very powerful. So let's just get into the font. So the first font I want to talk about briefly is called Roboto Condensed. You've probably heard about this before. You've probably seen this before, maybe in Canva. I think this one is in Canva. And this is such a simple font. It's a really simple font. It is slimmer, which I really like. And I like it for text-heavy designs. So if I was going to have a slogan that was text-based over like four lines, this might be one that I would use because I think it's just really, really neat, really clean, and really easy to use. So I recommend having that in your arsenal, just like the timeless designs that we mentioned earlier. Carrie, have you used Roboto Condensed before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a popular one.
Yeah, it's important to have that condensed version on there because I believe that's what's going to make it a little slimmer.
Yeah,
is the condensed thing. So it's somewhat similar to BBOS, but not quite as tall and slim. It's just a solid, like just good, you know, font.
Good go-to font. And yeah, I prefer it over Roboto. So there's Roboto and there's Roboto Condensed. The reason why I like it is because it's condensed and you can fit more words and it actually looks really good. If you try to do a really wordy slogan with just Roboto, it doesn't look as good because it wasn't really made for that. It's not as slim. So really, really like that one. The second six-figure font that I use, and I've actually used this to make multiple six figure designs. And this kind of ties into my pro tip, if you're catching my drift, which I'm going to talk about in a sec, but this one is called Coco Goose. And it's actually a font that I do not see many people using. And that is spelled C-O-C-O-G-O-O-S-E, Coco Goose. I freaking love this font. There's an entire Coco Goose font family. I actually bought the entire font family. I think there might be some Coco Goose fonts that are in Canva. And I think that's where I might've been introduced to it. But then I found out there's a whole font family with a whole bunch of different fonts in the Coco Goose style. And they look so good. And I've had a lot of success with this font, but I didn't know anyone using it before I used it. It was almost experimental, but I just really like how modern and minimalist the font was. And I really like this one for less text heavy designs, such as one word or just a couple of words. I've had fully text-based designs that were just a couple of words, absolutely crush it with this font. And I still to this day do not see many people using it. So what are you waiting for? Go out there and try it out for yourself. It's a beautiful font. It's one of my all-time favorites. I love the name, but I love the font itself as well. It's just a really cool font. Carrie, have you seen Coco or heard of Coco Goose before?
I have not used this one, but I'm looking at it right now. It looks like a great font. Lots of different styles, like you said. I really like the inline version, the outline version. There's like a more distressed version. It's like quite a few different versions in the family, which is nice. I always love when they do that, when you can get like Same. All the different ones.
Yeah, really. This is like one of those, I just think it's such an aesthetically pleasing design that really flies under the radar. And I'm so surprised I don't see it more because like I mentioned, I've used it multiple times to create six-figure designs and I just never see it. So highly recommend that one. Highly, highly. One of my all-time favorites. And then last but not least, this is actually the font that I use to create my best-selling design ever of all time. And that font is called Another Typewriter. So this is one of those typical typewriter fonts you've probably seen. There's a lot of them. If you just Google typewriter font, you'll see a lot. But my personal favorite is called Another Typewriter. And I think, I forget where I got this one from. It might've been from DaFont or I might've bought it somewhere else. I forget, but I really like this one for text-based slogans and quotes. If you had, let's say, it almost looks like it was, I just feel like it was made for quotes. It just looks really good. It could be just a couple words or it could be more wordy. I've actually used this for a lot of different designs, but it just really, I feel like it was really trendy a couple of years ago and it's not seen so much now, but it's still used and it can still do really, really well. So this is one that I definitely recommend if you're looking for a kind of typewriter style font, highly, highly recommend this one. Any thoughts on that, Carrie?
No, I've never used it, but I mean, I've seen this style a million times. It's almost like, you know, some of those kind of almost like overly cheesy, like quotes or something that you put on a t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't mean cheesy in a bad way. I mean, like it's cheesy on purpose. That's what makes it. That's what makes it sell is like the cheesiness of it.
So. Yeah. It looks like it looks like you're reading a book or something, right? The way the font is typed out. So, But yeah, it's really, really good for the wordier slogans or even just a couple, but highly recommend that one. And just kind of reiterating on what I mentioned earlier, I just want to kind of double down on the fact that these fonts are design enhancers. They can take a design that has a really good word or slogan and they can make it more appealing to people and they can definitely increase your sales. However, if you don't have a good word or slogan, no matter how good the fonts are, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. It's really not going to make much of a difference. So you need that combo, right? You need something that's emotion evoking and relatable, something that really resonates with your ideal customer in the design. And then you overlay this one of these popular fonts on top of that. And you can really see the needle move a lot based on the font because it's in alignment with your ideal customer. And then the opposite happens too. Sometimes you can have a slogan that's pretty good, but if the font is terrible or isn't in alignment with your ideal customer, then it could totally flop. So it really can make a difference. But really, when it comes down to it, it's what it actually says. It has to be a combo of the two to really maximize the effect in terms of sales and conversions. Mm-hmm. And now for the pro tip. I just want to share a final pro tip. And I was kind of hinting at this, but what I notice is, and what this is something I've done for a long time, and I recommend that everyone here does, all of our listeners do as well. If you notice that you're having success with the design and you're using a certain font, let's say you're using Cocoa Goose, make more designs with Cocoa Goose. Success leaves clues. Like, you have proof, you have evidence, you have validation that this design sold using this font. So what I highly recommend is, if you do start seeing success with a certain font, like 10x that font, put it on 10 more designs, right? Try it out on other things, because you know that there was some magic there with designs in the past. And this is what I did with Cocoa Goose. One of my designs blew up with Cocoa Goose. So I was like, hey, why wouldn't I keep using this slogan? It's proven with my niche. They seem to really like it. It resonates with them. And I've made a lot of sales with text-based designs that use this font. So I'm going to start using it on more. And guess what? A lot of those ones did well as well, because then you can check that box. You're like, okay, this is a validated font. I already know that this performs well with my audience. So then you can focus on other design elements, but the font style, you've got that on lock. You're good. So that's one thing that I love doing, is when I find a font that works, I love just multiplying my designs with that font. And I recommend that for everybody. Any thoughts on that, Carrie?
No, absolutely. I mean, yeah, anytime you're having success, like, do it again. Do it again. Don't try to like reinvent the wheel. I think in designing a lot of different designs myself too, you'll find that the more you do it, that you have those go-to fonts that you're like, oh, these five fonts are always the ones you kind of gravitate to, and you end up doing more designs and more designs based off of that. So fonts, very important piece. Cool that we got to do an episode on this topic.
I'm passionate about fonts, man. I think it doesn't get enough love. Doesn't get enough love. You know, design trends are cool. Design trends are really cool, but a big part of designs are the font. So, So hopefully our listeners enjoyed this. If you did, let us know. We can definitely share more fonts. We can talk about trendy fonts in the future. This is a lot of fun to do. Carrie, any closing thoughts?
No.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for listening. You guys are awesome. Remember, you're always just one design away, and we will talk to you very, very soon.
You're one font away.
One font. Oh, I like that. You're always one font away. I love that.
See ya. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Print on Demand Playbook podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us an honest review on whatever platform you're listening from. Thanks again, and have a great week.